This is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Stormy Daniels on the stand in the hush money trial, testifying about her alleged sexual encounter with Donald Trump in 2006 that led to the alleged payments Trump's former fixer, Michael Cohen, made to keep details of Trump's affairs from voters ahead of the 2016 election. ABC's Aaron Kutursky says Trump is accused of falsifying documents to reimburse Cohen.
Prosecutors say he falsified those records to keep her claim away from voters. The Access Hollywood tape had just come out in 2016, and prosecutors say Trump's campaign couldn't take another sex scandal.
TikTok's parent company ByteDance formally suing the federal government over its efforts to ban the social media platform in the U.S. if the China-owned company does not sell in the next year, alleging national security and privacy concerns. And President Biden speaking out about the surge of anti-Semitism in the U.S. and world at a ceremony to remember victims of the Holocaust. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Wisconsin legislature's nonpartisan auditing arm will review diversity, equity, and inclusion programming in state government. That's after a vote this morning by the Joint Audit Committee. Republican Assembly Speaker Robin Voss promised more scrutiny of DEI after getting the universities of Wisconsin to scale back diversity offices. Green Bay is busy getting ready for its biggest event ever. About 250,000 football fans are expected for next year's NFL draft. Police say they know the task will be enormous.
We have a lot of work ahead of us, without a doubt. You know, Detroit's, they were well over 700,000 people throughout their 3 days. For what we can handle, we're going to be tested for sure.
Green Bay Police Captain Ben Allen speaking with WISN-TV's Up Front. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For 1490 The Eagle WLCX and lacrosseeagle.com, I'm Jimmy Kuska. Information sessions about the La Crosse School District's November referendum are scheduled. There will be 2 in-person meetings and 2 virtual meetings. The first session, a virtual meeting, is set for May 21st. In-person sessions are planned for May 22nd and 28th. Another virtual session is scheduled for June 6th. The referendum will consolidate 4 elementary schools into 2 locations, which will close 3 buildings, build 1 new facility, and renovate an existing one with an 8-figure price tag. During a short meeting by the La Crosse County Public Works and Infrastructure Board, county highways in the town of Barrie and the town of Washington were approved as new ATV-UTV routes. All 10 routes had majority support during a 48-minute meeting. One of the stipulations by the board was that signs on dead-end roads would need to be put up. Most of the approved new routes are northeast of Coon Valley. Each town chair wrote that their boards supported the new routes. For WLCX, I'm Jimmy Kuska.
The Brewers lose to the Royals. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers losing 3-2 to the Royals. The threat of a severe thunderstorm forced moving up the start time of last night's game in Kansas City up by a half hour. The Brewers were leading 2-0 in the seventh when Pat Murphy made a controversial decision, sending in reliever Jared Koenig to the mound, who gave up a home run on the way to a 3-run rally for KC.
I was second-guessing myself for not putting Koenig in there right now, knowing that it could be a shortened game with the weather coming. And unfortunately, we give up the home run and a 2-strike home run, that non-executed pitch, and then they capitalize after that.
NFL, Jeff Hafley, the Packers' new defensive coordinator, met with reporters and talked about the team's new safety. He's the man they call X, short for Xavier McKinney.
Well, I'll just say it's been so nice to have X. What a pro. I mean, how hard he works, the communication, the way he is in the meeting rooms, the way he looks out for the younger guys.
That's Packers defensive coordinator Jeff Hafley. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Partly sunny and mild as high temperatures flirt with 70 degrees. More isolated showers and thunderstorms may fire up again later on this afternoon. Some of them have the potential to be strong to severe, bringing heavy downpours, some hail, and gusty winds. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, 66 degrees.
Small business owners, we know finishing your to-do list can feel like climbing a mountain, but that mountain is also covered in banana peels. Then, when something new gets added to your list, you're like, nope, I'm already climbing this huge, super slippery banana peel mountain of a to-do list. At Progressive, we don't want to make your day any harder. That's why we make it easy to manage your policy on our mobile app, so climbing that banana peel mountain feels more like a leisurely stroll. See if you can save on commercial auto insurance in as little as 7 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Coverage subject to policy terms and conditions.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinair on Air with Jane Matinair. Weekdays 10 till noon on the Talk of La Crosse. Eagle 1490 AM WLCX and on the Civic Media app.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I'm live from the Minocqua Brewing Company Tap Room. My guests are John and Gordy, poet Richard Vargas, singers Kirk Bangstad and Susan Gettert, and musician Tommy Bentz.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9. Eagle 1490 AM.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh. It is Tuesday, May 7th, 2024, 6 past the hour of 12 noon. It is a great day to be a Wisconsinite, joined as per usual by our outstanding engineer producer, Mr. Aaron Zommers, on the board. Mr. Zommers, great to be back with you here in the studio. A little overcast, a little rainy here in Madison today, but all in all, we need the rain, so that's okay.
Yeah, definitely. And today I'm feeling pretty good. I've mostly caught up on my sleep debt from the weekend.
Yeah, right. It was
I did my 23-hour Star Wars marathon.
Oh, that's right. How did that go, by the way? Did you stay up for all 23 hours?
I stayed up for as long as I could.
And how long was that?
I slept a little bit during a few of the original trilogy movies just because those were the ones that were in the middle of the night, which is unfortunate because they were the ones I most wanted to see.
Okay.
But when you got to sleep, it just happens, you know.
It zonks you for a while. So we're glad you got caught up. Again, our thanks to Rejuvenation Spa, where we were yesterday. Gretchen Brown, the co-owner, and Lizzie Ott, my hairstylist. I'm looking pretty good. As good as Toddy could look. And we'll be joined here at 12:30. By our friend and colleague, executive producer of Civic Media, Luke Mathers, for Tuesday Tangents with Luke at 12:30. Also giving away some Brewer baseball tickets, courtesy of the Lukester, and another What's Worse coming up in hour number two today. So should be a great show. I saw Luke earlier, and he also got a haircut recently as well. Has a lot more hair than Todd.
I also got a haircut recently for the first time in a couple of years by my mom. As I mentioned yesterday, yes. I've only gotten haircuts from my mom.
Well, very good. It's haircuts are in the air, as they say. Glad to be back in the studio today. Coming up tomorrow, of course, Wednesday, we'll have Pat Kreitlow of Up North News Radio and Trigby Olson of the Lincoln Project as well, and your calls as well tomorrow and a little bit later on today. I want to start off by noting that yesterday was Holocaust Remembrance Day. And, you know, it was a lighter show yesterday. We were on location in a hair salon place, so I didn't think that was the appropriate time to talk about this and address it. I listened a little bit yesterday to Maggie Dawn, the Maggie Dawn Show, and her producer, Anya, who just did a great job yesterday marking the day and talking about it and discussing it. And as it turns out, President Biden, about an hour ago, just wrapped up remarks at a bipartisan event in the U.S. Capitol, in which he talked about Holocaust Remembrance Day and marked the event. Some really good pieces of information and some really good remarks by President Biden. We're not going to play the entire thing, which is just over 15 minutes, but we are going to give you some sizable chunks of what he said. So we're going to play through these. I think it's important to hear this directly from the President of the United States. And so this is from earlier this morning, about an hour and a half or so ago. President Biden, the first cut we're going to play, President Biden giving a little bit of history on Holocaust Remembrance Day.
During these sacred days of remembrance, we grieve, we give voice to the 6 million Jews who were systematically targeted and murdered by the Nazis and their collaborators during World War II. We honor the memory of victims, the pain of survivors, the bravery of heroes who stood up to Hitler's unspeakable evil, and we recommit to heeding and heeding the lessons that one of the darkest chapters in human history, to revitalize and realize the responsibility of never again. Never again, simply translated for me, means never forget. Never forget. Never forgetting means we must keep telling the story, must keep teaching the truth, must keep teaching our children and our grandchildren. And the truth is, we're at risk of people not knowing the truth. That's why, growing up, my dad taught me and my siblings about the horrors of the Shoah at our family dinner table. That's why I visited Yad Vashem with my family as a senator, as vice president, as president. And that's why I took my grandchildren to Dachau so they could see and bear witness to the perils of indifference, the complicity of silence in the face of evil that they knew was happening. Germany, 1933, Hitler and his Nazi party rise to power by rekindling one of the world's oldest forms of prejudice and hate, anti-Semitism. His rule didn't begin with mass murder. It started slowly across economic, political, social, and cultural life. Propaganda demonizing Jews, boycotts of Jewish businesses, synagogues defaced with swastikas, harassment of Jews in the street and in the schools, anti-Semitic demonstrations, pogroms, organized riots. With the indifference of the world, Hitler knew he could expand his reign of terror by eliminating Jews from Germany, to annihilate Jews across Europe through genocide, the Nazis called the final solution. Concentration camps, gas chambers, mass shootings. By the time the war ended, 6 million Jews, one out of every three Jews in the entire world, were murdered. This ancient hatred of Jews didn't begin with the Holocaust. It didn't end with the Holocaust either, or after, even after our victory in World War II. This hatred continues to lie deep in the hearts of too many people in the world, and requires our continued vigilance and outspokenness.
Listening to excerpts of remarks by President Joe Biden earlier today on marking Holocaust Remembrance Day, which was technically yesterday, but Congress was back. This is a bipartisan event at the U.S. Capitol this morning, in which both Speaker Johnson and Democratic leader Hakeem Jeffries were there and in attendance. Joe Biden earlier this morning, went on in his remarks to talk specifically about the atrocities of October 7th.
That hatred was brought to life on October 7th in 2023. On a sacred Jewish holiday, the terrorist group Hamas unleashed the deadliest day of the Jewish people since the Holocaust. Driven by ancient desire to wipe out the Jewish people off the face of the earth, over 1,200 innocent people, babies, parents, grandparents, slaughtered in their kibbutz, massacred at a music festival, brutally raped, mutilated, and sexually assaulted. Thousands more carrying wounds, bullets and shrapnel from the memory of that terrible day they endured. Hundreds taken hostage, including survivors of the Shoah. Now, here we are, not 75 years later, but just 7.5 months later, and people are already forgetting. They're already forgetting. that Hamas unleashed this terror. It was Hamas that brutalized Israelis. It was Hamas who took and continues to hold hostages. I have not forgotten, nor have you, and we will not forget.
President Joe Biden offering remarks here a bit ago, late morning in the U.S. Capitol, marking Holocaust Remembrance Day in a bipartisan event. The president went on and did not shy away from current issues across the country. Again, here is Joe Biden on Holocaust Remembrance Day.
And as Jews around the world still cope with the atrocities and trauma of that day and its aftermath, we've seen a ferocious surge of anti-Semitism in America and around the world. Vicious propaganda on social media. Jews forced to keep their hide, their keepers under baseball hats, tuck their Jewish stars into their shirts. On college campuses, Jewish students blocked, harassed, attacked while walking to class. Anti-Semitism, anti-Semitic posters, slogans calling for the annihilation of Israel, the world's only Jewish state. Too many people denying, downplaying, rationalizing, ignoring the horrors of the Holocaust. And October 7th, including Hamas's appalling use of sexual violence to torture and terrorize Jews. It's absolutely despicable, and it must stop.
Strong remarks this morning a bit ago from President Joe Biden, again marking Holocaust Remembrance Day in this bipartisan event at the U.S. Capitol. I want to bring you one more clip, and again, you can find no time. We'll do it on the other side, Mr. Summers. All right, very good. It's one more clip where he kind of wraps this up a little bit and talks about things happening on campuses across the country, and he makes it clear that there's no room for hate speech against anyone, but I applaud him. I applaud the president for having the tenacity, for having the courage to speak out and to be supportive of Jewish people around the world, but in particular here in the United States. And very important, in my opinion, Holocaust Remembrance Day, again, technically yesterday, but like so many of these one-day events, and very important to have a day, I think, but even more important to keep these things in our mind and our heart all year round, 365 days a year. The atrocities that happened during World War II and the Holocaust and the death camps, there were countless Americans who gave their lives. There were countless people around the world from allied countries that gave their lives to defeat Hitler and Nazism, and to hopefully ensure that that would never happen again, that we always must remember. And unfortunately, in this country, there is a faction, albeit small but vocal, particularly on the right, who does not want to, in some cases, even admit the Holocaust happened, or tries to downplay it. And there seems to be those on the extreme left who also don't understand or remember the atrocities of the Holocaust either. Words do matter for everyone, not just Jewish folks, but everyone. We'll come back, hear more from President Joe Biden as he wrapped up his remarks this morning as we mark this on this Tuesday, the day after Holocaust Remembrance Day. You're listening to the Todd Alball Show in Civic Media.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, La Crosse's home for Up North News Radio.
Are you and your family weather ready? I'm Terry Barr, producer of the Slice of Wisconsin series. Wisconsin weather is ever-changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather-ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
The weather impacts everything.
And the history of windmills includes using the weather, in this case, the wind, to help mill grain and pump water. The modern windmills that you see across Wisconsin today are often called wind turbines. These still use the wind, but now it's to produce electricity. And a new study shows that turbines can also lower the daytime temperature while keeping it warmer at night. The moving air protects crops from frost. It's a weather-ready fact. And Saturday, May 11th, is National Windmill Day. If you really want to celebrate, save June 5th through the 9th, because it's Windmill Days in Baldwin, Wisconsin, a celebration of Dutch heritage and the windmills in the village. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, La Crosse's home for Matt and Air on Air.
Welcome back to the Tunnel Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is now 20 past the hour of 12 noon on this Tuesday, May 7th, 2024. Mr. Zommer is along with me, doing a great job. Mr. Zommer, what is the music you found there? I think that's a very appropriate indeed.
It is the UN Chamber Music Society performing a concert in memory of the victims of the Holocaust. This was on January 27th, 2022, which is the anniversary of the liberation of Auschwitz. Because of the pandemic, it was a virtual concert, but still Jewish music played by Jewish people. Yeah. I thought it was very fitting.
Absolutely. Well done. Well done indeed. Taking time out here at the start of the show today to mark Holocaust Survivor Day yesterday. And we were on location yesterday and didn't think it was appropriate to do this yesterday, but wanted to do it nonetheless. And then the president of the United States, turns out that he gives his speech on Holocaust Remembrance Day today, because he wanted to wait until Congress was back in Washington. And so there was a bipartisan event about an hour and a half or so ago, in which both Speaker Mike Johnson and Democratic leader Hakeem Jeffries attended, amongst other members of Congress and also Holocaust survivors and their families. And I watched most of it, and it was very moving, very appropriate. And I really appreciated how President Biden tied events of the past into events of today. We've been playing you some of those cuts. It's all available on, is it whitehouse.gov, I believe, Mr. Zommers?
Yeah, or the White House YouTube channel or Twitter or any of those places. They streamed to all of those, and the video is available.
Cool. I think the entire remarks were between 15 and 20 minutes. And so he told some basically what we've cut out are some of the stories he told. He told of getting to know one Holocaust survivor when he was a U.S. senator, and very powerful in and of itself. But we wanted to bring you kind of the main focus of the speech to you here on the show today to start out this first half hour. Coming up in hour number two, half hour, I should say, at 12:30, just thereafter, Luke Mathers with Tuesday Tangents with Luke be giving away some Brewers tickets as well. But want to wrap up about two minutes and 45 seconds here of one more cut from President Joe Biden's remarks at this bipartisan event today at the U.S. Capitol, marking Holocaust Remembrance Day and putting it into a modern day or today context.
I understand people have strong beliefs and deep convictions about the world. In America, we respect and protect the fundamental right to free speech, to debate and disagree, to protest peacefully, and make our voices heard. I understand that's America, but there is no place on any campus in America, any place in America, for anti-Semitism or hate speech or threats of violence of any kind. Whether against Jews or anyone else, violent attacks, destroying property is not peaceful protest. It's against the law. And we are not a lawless country. We're a civil society. We uphold the rule of law. And no one should have to hide or be brave just to be themselves. To the Jewish community, I want you to know I see your fear, your hurt, and your pain. Let me reassure you, as your president, you're not alone. You belong. You always have and you always will. And my commitment to the safety of the Jewish people, the security of Israel, and its right to exist as an independent Jewish state is ironclad, even when we disagree. My administration is working around the clock to free remaining hostages, just as we have freed hostages already, and will not rest until we bring them all home. My administration, with our second gentleman's leadership, has launched our nation's first national strategy to counter anti-Semitism that's mobilizing the full force of the federal government to protect Jewish communities. But we know this is not the work of government alone or Jews alone. That's why I'm calling on all Americans to stand united against anti-Semitism and hate in all its forms. My dear friend, and he became a friend, the late Elie Wiesel said, quote, "One person of integrity can make a difference." We have to remember that now more than ever.
President Joe Biden, in remarks this morning at the bipartisan event at the U.S. Capitol marking Holocaust Remembrance Day, which technically was yesterday, but he delayed the speech so that members of Congress on both sides of the aisle could attend. 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Let's go quickly to Dave in Madison. Dave, thanks for listening and calling in as we mark Holocaust Remembrance Day. You had a story you wanted to recount that was pertinent to that. Go ahead.
Well, I wouldn't say a story. I grew up around Holocaust survivors, and none of them are here to say thank you to for you putting on this segment. You know, a lot of them died of really horrific diseases associated with, they were slaves also, attached to these concentration camps. And associated with that, they worked on munitions, et cetera. And a lot of them died of causes associated with exposure to chemicals or whatever it is. It's a shame, though, that, all these years later, I mean, it's like, what is it, 70-some years?
Mm-hmm.
When I'm wearing a symbol of my Judaism, depending on where it is, especially at the university, by the way, I put it in, under my shirt. And I am constantly doing that and constantly concerned about that. And so, anti-Semitism is really a problem. And so I'm really, really grateful you put this segment on, Todd. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Dave. Thanks for calling in and sharing that with us. Like those very important words, very powerful words, having grown up and known Holocaust survivors. I appreciate that. And again, I wanted to bring you these comments. Again, we kind of clipped out the main parts of the speech this morning by President Biden. And I don't think these kind of clips in long form allowing you to hear what President Biden actually believes and says, they're not being played enough. They're not being shown enough. And untrue things are being said about President Biden and his administration and their stance. And he made it absolutely clear in this speech today. And so I thank him for putting the speech together, for being there at this bipartisan event at the U.S. Capitol today. And thank you, Mr. Zomers, for doing yeoman's work quickly on the fly to get that together. I thought they were powerful words there.
I certainly agree. And I think he did a good job of bringing it into the present day and really addressing all the aspects of this issue and how, as we all know, it's not a finished battle by
right.
any means.
Yeah, absolutely. Anti-Semitism continues, unfortunately, today. And don't confuse that with people's free speech and right to demonstrate and disagree. That's one thing. But, calling for the elimination of Israel, calling for the elimination and annihilation of the Jewish people, that is dark, dark shades of the Holocaust. And again, never again, and we will never forget. Come back and talk with our friend and colleague Luke Mathers on the other side. Don't go anywhere. It's the Todd Ball Show for Tuesday on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This This is the talk of lacrosse. Eagle 1490 AM.
According to the latest crop progress report from USDA, Wisconsin farmers are well ahead of schedule in getting corn and soybeans in the ground. But the rain in the forecast over the week is going to shrink that time window. I'm Stephanie Hoff for the Midwest Farm Report along with you midday on a Tuesday. If you are seeing rain today, don't forget to let us know how much you got by sending us a text at 877-301-FARM. That's 877-301-3276 to report how much rain you're getting. Market advisor John Heinberg from Total Farm Marketing says these rain systems can be problematic in the field.
The thing is, like you kind of said, we just had a little bit of a window here in Wisconsin, and we jumped 12% and got a lot of stuff in the ground in a big hurry. With the technology we have, you know, planting concerns sometimes don't really feel like they should move the market because we can get things in the ground pretty quick. So, but we got to find a dry window, and looks like maybe we got a little bit after this system that could come in the ground. But some of these guys in some of these regions are so wet that it's going to take at least a good week of drying before they can even turn a wheel.
John Heinberg along with us. He's a market advisor with Total Farm Marketing out of West Bend. You can take a look at the latest Wisconsin Crop Progress Report at MidwestFarmReport.com. Stick around for a look at your midday commodity markets coming up.
Research, promotion, and education, that's where your Wisconsin soybean checkoff dollars are being invested. Adam Kask is the executive director of the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board, fresh off a trip to Georgia, learning more about how soybeans are used in firefighting foam.
Yeah, that was down in Dalton, Georgia. We saw a demonstration of a new firefighting product, actually a foam made out of soybean meal. And the whole intention is to replace the current firefighting foam on the market right now is made with PFAS chemicals, the forever chemicals that we're hearing so much about. So our parent organization, the United Soybean Board, has been working on this project for at least a couple of years now. So down in Dalton, Georgia, we had the opportunity, along with several other states and a lot of firefighters from some of the different soybean producing states, to go down there and see a test of this product. It actually worked very well.
Adam Kask, executive director of the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board, talking about soy-based firefighting foam. Find more at wisoybean.org.
A little movement in grain prices midday on a Tuesday. From Chicago, cash corn is up a penny and a quarter at 470 and a quarter. December new crop corn is up 2 cents at 490 and a half. Cash soybeans are down a penny at 1247 and three quarters, but November new crop beans are trading up 6 1/4 cents at 1226 a bushel. And July new crop wheat is up a quarter of a cent at 649 a bushel. The Class 3 milk contracts are moving lower. The June contract is down 10 cents at 19.35 a hundredweight. The July Class 3 milk contract is down 18 cents, trading at 19.25 a hundredweight. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Stephanie Hoff.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Partly sunny and mild as high temperatures flirt with 70 degrees. More isolated showers and thunderstorms may fire up again later on this afternoon. Some of them have the potential to be strong to severe, bringing heavy downpours, some hail, and gusty winds. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, 67 degrees.
Hey, so what's a great way to spread awareness that driving high is illegal everywhere? A catchy song, of course.
You can run, but you can't.
Friendly reminder, don't drive high. If you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
I went to go see The Queen of My Dreams, which is a beautiful film about a mother-daughter relationship. So funny, so beautiful, so heartfelt. Would highly recommend it.
And that concludes our Monday morning segment of Here's How Pat Kreitlow is an Uncultured Slob. You are cultured, man. You are a big old cup of yogurt over there. I mean, we're talking some fruit on the bottom over there.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Pat Kreitlow.
Wednesday on Up North News Radio, our homeroom segment celebrates Teacher Appreciation Week, and Melissa Baldoff has our weekly climate check report.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6.
Tyler Wall Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is now 34 minutes past the hour of 12 noon. It is Tuesday, May 7th, 2024. Tuesdays mean Tuesday tangents with the one, the only, you know him, you love him, the executive director of Civic Media, Mr. Luke director. Mathers.
Executive producer, my friend.
Executive producer.
I don't do any directing around here.
Executive okay. producer, yeah.
Yeah, how you doing, Todd?
I am well. I am well. We were on location, as you know, yesterday at a beautiful Rejuvenation
Last
spa.
Couple days.
No, just yesterday. Yesterday.
You were on location on Friday, too.
Well, yeah, on Friday, but not...
Last couple
not,
shows. Yeah,
yeah, on Friday, we were up at Eau Claire at the Pablo Center. That was great, by the way. That was fantastic. We'll get to that in a second. But I got my hair cut, what's left of it yesterday. Then I walk in, because I haven't seen you since last week, and you, Luke Mathers, as well.
I, too.
Got your hair cut.
Yeah, I did not do it on the airwaves. I don't have a show to do it, even if I wanted to. So
you can come with me next time. I'm sure Lizzie can get you.
I did not get it it done yesterday, but yes, over the weekend, spring cleaning and cleaned up the hairdo.
Now you have considerably more. You have a full coif head of hair. Beautiful hair, by the way. And I'm noticing something today. Just look, maybe it's the fact that we have the blinds open here in the studio. Luke's right next to the window looking out over State Street. I'm not sure I've ever noticed it before, but your beard looks slightly more auburn today. Now, I don't think you dyed the beard. It's just natural.
Yeah, it's just a little Irish there with the orange. When the beard starts to grow out a little bit longer, it gets that more red, orange.
I've never particularly, not that I spend a lot of time looking at
your
beard.
I don't grow it out very often.
Yeah.
I don't, so it's been a, I don't know. I kind of stumbled upon it. I didn't make the conscious choice. I'm like, I'm gonna grow out my beard. It's been more of I got a lot to do, and then it was pretty long, and I was like, all right, I'm gonna try to tame it a little bit, get it more in order if I'm gonna start to grow it out. But it gets a little bit more reddish orange when I do now.
Yesterday was a great segment. We had both the owner Gretchen and also my hair care professional Izzy. We took a couple of calls.
Lizzie,
yes. My niece's name is Izzy. I get them confused. Not that my niece cuts my hair.
My niece's name is Lizzie.
Really?
Yeah.
We got Izzy and Lizzie right here. So we got a phone call, and this was in all seriousness, and Zomers looked it up, and it's true. One of our callers claimed that if you use Viagra, that it will actually stimulate hair growth. And so my hair care people said they had never heard of that, but Zomer says it is a thing out there in the sphere.
There have been studies done on it maybe 6 years ago, the last one that was published in a way that we could see it without having to pay for anything. Mm-hmm. And there is some correlation. It's not definitive. It's not like FDA approved for that purpose, but there is correlation between, I don't remember the exact terminology, but approaching it in a different way than Rogaine does.
Right. I'm sure
there's
it can.
There's some always side effects to the big pharma stuff. So yeah, you want to be aware of that.
I called up my doctor last night and I got myself a small prescription of the Viagra and I thought I'd try it out. It didn't do anything to grow any hair on my head, but oddly enough, I seem a little bit aroused every time I go by the Walgreens aisle and see Vidal Sassoon products. So, and the mere mention of Vidal Sassoon now, it stimulates me a little bit. So there's that. Speaking of stimulation, Lukester, what's going on out in New York right now? Big day for the Trumpster. And we have not covered the Trump trial day in and day out, all the nitty gritty, because I just think people get a little bit overwhelmed with it all. But I think the star witness, or at least the most well-known, Stormy Daniels, took the stand this morning.
And yeah, Michael Cohen may be the star witness.
Maybe Mike, yeah.
I think Michael Cohen. But isn't it fascinating that since there's not camera, like imagine how captivating this entire trial would be if there were cameras in there.
Right?
If this was the OJ trial, if it got the same treatment. So it's pretty telling. I don't disagree with your assessment. I don't know exactly who all wants to hear all of the details. But it's one of those things where it's pretty wild that this isn't like the trial of the century as the OJ trial was for the end of the 20th century. Stormy Daniels testifying today, taking one of the star witnesses. Yeah. There's, I think, going to be a couple. But Michael Cohen may be the true headliner.
Yeah, they're saving him to the end, right?
Yeah,
probably. So Trumpster got on this whatever it is, Truth Social, wherever he calls it these days, and he sent out a tweet and or whatever, a truth. I don't like saying that because it's not a truth, but he sent out something on social media this morning. He posted it, and it immediately got taken down because I'm assuming the attorneys said, "Do you really want to go to jail?" Because he got another $1,000 order this morning for being in contempt of court for putting all this stuff out there. I'm going to read you part of this Trump that he has now since deleted. He said, "I have just recently been told who the witness is today. This is unprecedented. No time for lawyers to prepare. No judge has ever run a trial in such a bias, blah, 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 blah." He goes on and he says they have no case. This is according to, quote unquote, virtually all legal scholars and experts. Why isn't the fake news media reporting his conflict, unquote? Here's the deal. The judge has allowed the prosecution to not give Trump's team the heads up on specific days. During discovery, Trump's lawyers, they do have a list of all the possible witnesses that the prosecution could call. But the judge says, look, we can't trust this defendant to intimidate witnesses, so you don't have to tell them until the day.
To not intimidate witnesses.
Yes, I'm sorry. To not intimidate witnesses. And so you can... And so the prosecution just said, yep, today's Stormy Daniels day. Trump's a little out of sorts. And I've been watching some of this stuff, and it's no wonder. I mean, here's just one of them, Luke. According to reports in the courtroom, Stormy Daniels, under oath on the stand, said that Trump at one point showed her a picture of his wife, current wife, Melania. And Stormy said, she's beautiful. To which Trump reportedly replied, quote, we don't even share the same bedroom, unquote.
It sounds like it's a man that airs his grievances to whomever and whoever's in the room with him.
Right?
Yeah.
But she is testifying, more importantly, the timing of when she got this payment. And I think that's really the key here that's important to this case, that it was after the Hollywood Access tape, you know, which Trump used vulgarity against women and admitted to sexually assaulting basically women. That immediately after that, that's when she got this payment to keep her quiet.
Which, again, is why, despite a lot of different outlets framing this as a hush money trial, it's really the first attempt that Donald Trump had to try to sway an election outcome.
Correct.
He tried to make sure that this story of the affair that he and Stormy Daniels would not come out before that November 2016 election so that voters would not have that information and work to prevent them from having all of the facts before they went to the polls. It was election interference.
Yeah.
And it was not nearly as violent as what he did to get his supporters to attempt to overthrow the peaceful transfer of power on January 6, 2021. But it is... absolutely election interference, and the goal of this payment was to affect the outcome of an election.
And correct me if I'm wrong, Luke, but it really, the nitty-gritty of this is that then he said this payment was for quote-unquote legal purposes, when in fact it was used to pay off Stormy Daniels and run it through his campaign, rather than just saying, hey, here's, you know, however much, 160 or whatever it was, thousand from my personal checkbook, which that would have been legal and fine. But the problem is, legally, that he ran this through the campaign, and thus that's a federal violation of FEC code.
And in a state violation when you violation when you then try to break a further law, which was was that. So yeah, it's going to be interesting to see how the jury is going to take in all of these facts surrounding this case and the election interference that the Trump campaign and his fixer, Michael Cohen, did in the lead up to the November 2016 election.
855-752-4842. Ron, listening on WAUK, the Shaw down in Waukesha, calling from Milwaukee. Ron, thanks for calling in. What's up?
Hi. Hey, you guys. First of all, I preface what I'm going to say by agreeing that this is not a hush money trial. This is a trial about financial finagling. Financial finagling. And I like the phrase hush money in the context of, in order to...
Are you there, Ron? You're kind of cutting out.
...than any of the other women he harassed. He tried to hush them, and now that he's on trial for it, he's in trouble for for being a loudmouth.
Yeah, you kind of cut out there a little bit.
He wants everybody else to shut up.
You're saying the point was to keep Stormy Daniels to any critics of him quiet. He paid the money, so therefore it's hushing him up, which, you know, affected the election to some degree, possibly.
Yeah, but the part you may have missed, went under a bridge. The part you may have missed is, I think, the irony that, and now that he's on trial, he's getting in trouble being a loudmouth. In other words, the person he should have made.
Sounds like you might be going under a second bridge but maybe.
I think the point of what he's saying is that it's ironic that he's paying people to shut them up when he can never close his own mouth.
Yes, right. I think that is the irony there. And just a couple of two, three bridges Ron was going under.
Keep it between the lines, Ron, but we appreciate the call. Thank you. Thank you so very much. We appreciate that. Look, here's people who are regular listeners of the show, and if you're watching on the stream, Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube, you'll see that I have my Bob Uecker Milwaukee Brewer jersey on today. And that is because at the start of the season, Luke makes a venture down to see Uke, and he graciously gives Luke the entire allotment of Civic Media tickets for the year.
I have to sacrifice so many Usinger sausages. It's so many sausages.
And Luke has this gorgeous leather-bound satchel that he keeps all the tickets in, and periodically he pulls out a couple and allows us to give them away. And here he is. He's been so gracious. We appreciate it, Luke, beyond measure. So we're going to give two tickets away. Once again, we did this yesterday. Two tickets for this Thursday's game against the always hated St. Louis Cardinals, who will be in town, first pitch set for 6:40 this Thursday. So you have to be able to go this Thursday's game at 6:40. So great game, right, against a hated rival, the St. Louis Cardinals.
Hated rival? You could be a Cardinals fan listening to. As long as you're a fan of Civic Media, that's who we'll give the tickets away to.
Hated,
right?
Cardinals.
it's unfortunate that we lost our World Series, our only appearance in the World Series to them.
Yes.
Because of all that restructuring and the divisions and stuff, you know, the Brewers don't really have, besides the Cubs, but the Cubs have a bigger rivalry between them and the Cardinals. So it's one of those things where we've got some great rivalries when it comes to football, the Packers and the Bears, and collegiate football as well. But we don't really have a core baseball rivalry.
For me, I probably think it's the Cardinals more than the Cubs in some ways. Now with Council at the Cubs, I don't know, but
adds fuel to the fire.
Anyway, Pat Murphy, the new manager who took over after Council abandoned us and went to Chicago. I like him a lot because he's salty and he doesn't really give a crap and he just says things. And I love that about him. And I think he's energizing the team, you understand? Because we've lost some talent and it is kind of this band of merry men who are making their way through. They're in first place. And
still in first place? We were going back and forth with the Cubs. So I think after the Cubs took two out of three, the Cubs may be solidly holding
It was close. Anyway, I like Pat Murphy. So here, if you want to go to the game this Thursday, we're going to take callers on the air. The first caller with the correct answer wins two games for this Thursday, Cubs versus the Cardinals at 6:40. Here is your question. Current Milwaukee Brewers manager Pat Murphy has only coached as a manager for two Major League Baseball teams. Obviously the Brewers. What is the other Major League Baseball team that Pat Murphy has served a manager of? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. We'll make it easy for you. 855-75-CIVIC. C-I-V-I-C. Pat Murphy, current manager of the Brewers, has only been a manager for one other team. It was only for 1 year.
For a coach, too. I don't believe the actual manager.
Yeah. A coach or manager.
Yeah.
Only been one other Major League Baseball team besides the Brewers. Who is it? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842.
It's not that surprising to me that you're a fan of Pat Murphy. You very much like that old man curmudgeon energy.
Yes, I do.
Yeah. It's a vibe for you.
It's a vibe for me.
It's a vibe for you. And the Brewers and Cubs are tied right now. So tied. Tied for leading the division.
Come back. Take your answers. 855-752-4842. Don't go anywhere. It's the All Balls Show for a Tuesday with Lukester on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to The Eagle. WLCX, La Crosse's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Do you have a loved one in a nursing home? California mega millionaire Eric Hovde has some bad news for you. He doesn't think they have long to live. It's true. In a recent interview, Hovde said, if you're in a nursing home, you only have a 5-6 month life expectancy. Almost nobody in a nursing home is at a point to vote. That's shocking. But it gets worse. One of Hovde's companies is named a co-defendant in a wrongful death suit from an incident at a California senior living facility. He even referred to himself as an expert in the nursing home business. Yikes, that doesn't sound like the kind of expert we need. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him that Wisconsin seniors deserve to vote and get the care they deserve. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
You're listening to the Talk of La Crosse, Eagle 1490 AM.
Do you have the time to listen to me whine about nothing and everything all at once?
Welcome back to the Town Hall Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network, along with Cool Hand Luke and Old Man Curmudgeon Todd, and our soon-to-be ex-producer Aaron Zommers here on the Town Hall Ball Show.
No, and shout out to Aaron because
he calling me an old whining. I'm whining. Is that my vibe?
No, it's grind the gears. I'm whining. What are you talking about? That was a shot at me.
I thought it was an attack on me.
Oh no, no,
for
it
being
was not.
Whiny like
no.
Because see, I love it. So Pat Murphy, I think Mike Clemens had a cut on today. Where they asked him about these last two games, and Pat Murphy walks right up to the line, and he goes, well, you know, there's a couple of close calls there. I'm not questioning the umpires, but it was a couple of close calls there that really changed the game. I love that.
Yeah, and I love that you think Zobbers was taking a shot at you and not me. That's hilarious.
You want to know what I was doing there?
What?
I was looking for a Green Day song that I know doesn't have any swearing at it.
There you go.
That's it. That was my whole line of thought.
That was the whole line. Okay, yeah. Fair enough. Fair enough.
Very good.
Oh, right. And shout out to the fabulous head of hair that you're fabulous.
We talked about this yesterday.
Yeah.
We talked about his golden curly
locks.
Take
a 4-hour show for his hair
He allegedly got a cut over the weekend. Oh.
Not over the weekend. It was last weekend, I think.
Right. 2 weekends ago?
Yeah.
Very good. All right. Well, back to business here. Our trivia question, Pat Murphy, the fantastic new manager for the Brewers, has only played with one other major league team, or coached or managed with one other major league team, 855-752-4842, for a chance to win two tickets in the very plush club seats at AmFam Field. Go to Lake Mills. Drew, who is the only other major league team that Pat Murphy has coached or managed for?
Hey, everybody. I believe it's San Diego.
Bada bing, bada boom. Drew, you are correct. Fantastic. Did you?
All right.
Are you able to go to the game, and do you have somebody to go with you on Thursday?
I am. Yep, I'm available. I'll take my dad.
Oh, that's fantastic.
There you go.
See, look at that. A little dad-son time. That's great. Well, congratulations, Drew. Stay on the line. Mr. Zommers will take your information off the air, and we'll get you those tickets. Congratulations to Drew in Lake Mills, the San Diego Padres.
Yeah, the Padres, the only other team. I was a little surprised. I did not know. I knew that there was some lengthy time that Pat Murphy spent with the Brewers, but I didn't know that for a one-off year he went and, I believe, what, 2015 was it?
Yeah, 2014,
2015?
He was with the Brewers. Well, he started, I guess, with the Padres in 15 and then was with the Brewers from 2016 to 2023. Oh, as a coach and then manager. From 24 to present. So
yes.
He 1 year before he came to the Brewers, 1 year with the San Diego Padres, the favorite hometown team of CBS White House chief correspondent Major Garrett.
All right.
Hitherto unknown facts.
There you go. San Diego Padres, much better name than the Los Angeles Angels, because that's the Angels.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
Padres is much better.
100%. So,
somebody wasn't picking very smart when they went to the LA Angels, but you know, no. that's
marketing.
Teach
marketing.
Their own.
Although I saw online, I think it was Insta or Twitter, the Angels put together a great drone show for May 4th. It was all the Star Wars stuff, and it was super cool.
Well, so. They put a lot more effort into that than actually, you know, looking at their name when they, they saw the Los Angeles Angels all together.
Exactly. All right, Lukester, time once again. What is grinding your gears?
What is grinding my gears this week? Yeah. I was telling you during the break there that my water bottle broke and I tried to fix the gasket and it just every single time for the last about a week and a half, I would take a drink of water and then at some point, at first it was a small little drop would drop down the front of me and I wouldn't notice it right away until like yesterday where I like tightened this sucker on and I think I broke the gasket even more. I just got like as I was producing the Maggie Dawn show, I took a drink and just down my armpit, I got water. So I don't know exactly how quickly I can get the new water bottle, but it's on its way to me. So I'm looking forward to that. But it's been really grinding my gears.
Did you feel like you were like profusely perspiring and sweating? You didn't know what was going on?
I take a quick drink and then get back to whatever I was doing and then look down later and I'm like, what the heck? Not again! And then just keep happening. Just kept happening. So,
but see, Luke, you're way ahead
little,
of me.
It's a little tiny grinding move of my gears this week.
But it's the little things that add up, right?
Yeah.
But we talked about this a couple weeks ago when we had Earth Day. We were out at Governor Nelson State Park. And I mentioned that one of my goals, because I have this reusable coffee mug.
You still don't have a water bottle?
Well, I just hang
that
on.
That was two weeks ago almost now. More now, than 2 weeks ago.
Now, when both of you pleaded and started to grind my gears, I was going to also get a reusable mug or bottle or thermos for my water.
Mm-hmm.
And our friend and colleague, the wonderful Jane Matinere, heard this. And so she offered last, and I was on her show again this morning, and God bless her and Greg for having me on, taking pity on me. But a couple weeks ago I was on, and Jane had heard this, and so she has graciously said, don't buy one, I'm going to get you a Yeti.
There you go.
Nice. And she asked, I
invested in a nice one. Not quite that nice, but I've had this one for more than 3 years now, and I was like, I think that's a good track record. I can go get a nicer one, because this is one that I got the cheaper area, but
okay. All right, here's off the now Carmella is listening on WAUK the Shaw in Milwaukee. Carmella, what do you got for us? Quickly, a water bottle story. Go ahead.
Yes, water bottle story. I just got one, a nice one, at a rummage sale for $3. So I was very excited. Really? Saturday. Mm-hmm. Sunday, I went to use it and it was making that slurping noise. So I'm like, okay, I may not use this in my vehicle. I'm inside yesterday morning. And I decided to finish up the water that was in there. And all of a sudden, something's in my throat. And I looked down and that little rubber piece got in my throat.
No.
I ended up going to the ER. Yeah.
Oh, my
gosh. I called my doctor and they don't have anything to look in your throat. So they said, yeah, go to the ER. So I went and we laughed. They couldn't see it. They think it'll pass okay, but they think I scratched my throat, and I still can feel it at that point in my throat.
No.
I'm so sorry.
Carmella, I am so... Yeah, so well, you have to pass the thing? They can't get it out of there?
Yeah, it's no bigger than an eraser. It's that little tiny, like, air hole that they have a little rubber piece in. So it's not huge. But again, I mean, just swallowing it. And I looked down, and then I dumped it in a mesh strainer to make sure it wasn't in there tonight.
Well,
Carmella,
we got to run. Thanks for sharing it. Best of luck. Stay healthy. Now, Luke, now there's something to grind your gears about.
Yeah, that's not nearly as bad. Mine is not nearly as bad as that, so I'm thankful.
The moral of the story, do not buy used water bottles.
Invest in a good one.
Luke, sir, thank you so very much. Luke Mathers, our executive producer. We'll be back with more Zombers and the Other Side with hour number two, a What's Worse and More on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, Lacrosse's home for the Devil's Advocates radio show.
Crude and Dom.
Donald Trump is interviewing the celebrity apprentices that want to be his vice president, and he's back in court in New York. Tune in, Devil's Advocates, all the coverage you need.
The Devil's Advocates, weekdays 4 till 6.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
I went to go see The Queen of My Dreams, which is a beautiful film about a mother-daughter relationship. So funny, so beautiful, so heartfelt. Would highly recommend it.
And that concludes our Monday morning segment of Here's How Pat Kreitlow is an Uncultured Slob. You are cultured, man. You are a big old cup of yogurt over there. I mean, we're talking some fruit on the bottom over there.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday morning, 6 till 8. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Soaring high above La Crosse. This is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse. And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.